It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
One final time here tonight from Nemaha Central High School. It's day two of the 2023 Thunder Classic. Brandy Tabman joined by Chance Link in studio, keeping us dialed in and on the air. Games earlier today, it was Atchison beating Jackson Heights 74-21. And if you're just joining us, Marysville in the last game beating Hiawatha. That final was 49-38. Our nightcap tonight featuring host Nemaha Central, taking on the Crusaders of St. Mary's Academy. Thunder come in at 5-4 overall, three straight wins under their belt. This is a Crusaders team that has won four straight. They are 7-2 in nine games with their only two losses to Manhattan Chief and Topeka High. Let's get into the starting lineups, and we'll start with the Crusaders of St. Mary's Academy. They will go like this. Senior Lewis Garland, 14 points and two rebounds per game. Michael Tracy is a senior, averaging just shy of 13 points per game. Nick Whitehead, he is a junior at just under 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Thomas Garland is a sophomore at over 4 points per game. And the leading scorer is a senior, Jake Van Wommel, 17.6 points per game, 10.6 rebounds per game as well. He is going to be efficient inside. So, again, for the Crusaders of St. Mary's Academy, it will be Garland, Tracy, Whitehead, also Garland as well. So you have Lewis Garland and Thomas Garland, and then Jake Van Wommel rounding things out. For John Thomas and the Thunder, five wins and four losses, they will go with Carter Rottinghouse, a 5'9 junior at 6 points per game. Gavin Kane is a 6 foot senior, 9.6 points per contest. Braden Uphouse at 4.4. points per game, the 5'11 senior. You also have Abe Hilbert and Wade Leonard. Wade, the 5'10 senior, leading scorer at over 10 points per game. Abe Hilbert, leading rebounder, 8.7 points per game, 8.2 rebounds a game as well. So again, for Nemaha Central, it will be Rottinghouse, Kane, Uphouse, Leonard, and Hilbert. I believe the national anthem is coming up, so if we do so, we will step aside for a quick break. And the national anthem is coming up, so we'll step aside. Tip-off is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The final game of our triple header here tonight, getting set to tip off. It's host Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. Crusaders at 7-2 overall coming into this one tonight. Thunder under 33rd year head coach John Thomas, five wins and four losses through their first nine games of the season. In the starting lineup, Rodinghouse, Kane, Uphouse, Leonard, and Hilbert for Nemaha Central. For the Crusaders, it is Lewis Garland, Tracy Whitehead, Thomas Garland, and Van Wommel. Dark blue, or I should say, dark full blue uniforms for the Crusaders. Red and white trim, all white home uniforms for the Thunder, purple and blue trim. Atchison and Marysville already victories here tonight. One more victory to be determined. Thunder and Crusaders. Nemaha Central will go right to left. Crusaders from left to right here in the first half. Thunder control the tip. And our third of the triple header is underway. This is a tall, lanky Crusaders team out of St. Mary's Academy. They defend it and give up 40 points per game. Thunder scored at 47 points per game. Thunder beating Royal Valley last Friday, 42-41, in what was a fantastic ball game. Trying to work against this zone, and a three over the top of it's no good. Chasing it down in the corner is Rodinghouse in a second chance possession, and a floater from about 10 feet out right baseline is good for Rodinghouse. So an offensive rebound and stick back. Thunder have an early 2-0 lead. Crusaders on their first possession. Last time out last week, they beat Kip Legacy out of Kansas City, Missouri. That final 66-43, and a bucket is up and in by Lewis Garland. A 2-2 tie minutes into this ball game. Now the Crusaders in full court pressure. Thunder trying to get it across. They do. Leonard, and he traveled with it. Shuffled the feet, and a Thunder turnover. That's what that full court pressure will do to you. It will speed you up, and that time costing the Thunder offense a possession there. A 2-2 tie just a minute plus into this opening quarter. Crusaders have won four straight. Thunder also a three-game winning streak. One of those going to come to an end here tonight. Games will continue here on Thursday with the championship on Saturday night. There's a deflected pass knocked away from Thomas Garland and a steal. Both teams now with a turnover. Thunder trying to push the tempo with Uphouse. Crusaders knocking that pass out of bounds, so Thunder will keep the possession. Far sideline, it'll be Leonard to throw it in. Wade Leonard, the senior, leading scorer for the Thunder. He gets it back at the point, 10.4 points per game. Left side pass to Rodinghouse, back to Leonard, top of the circle. One bounce to his right side, gets it off to Uphouse, right wing. Zone defense here by the Crusaders. It is a 3-2. Defending here near side on Kane is Lewis Garland, forcing a pass up top to Leonard. They'll reset. So both teams really kind of a slow pace offensively. Hilbert getting it back, a near steal for the Crusaders. Now Hilbert moving inside, kicks it left. Leonard in the corner for three. Off the front rim, no good. A rebound for the Crusaders, pulled down by Thomas Garland. Garland up the floor, gets it to Lewis Garland. It's knocked away. Rodinghouse is steal, and he just covers it up, and the possession arrow will give it back to the Crusaders. So St. Mary's Academy will keep the possession. A 2-2 tie at 5:49 to go in this first quarter. Over the top pass, this is Nick Whitehead, a junior. Spins into the corner, a three ball for Tracy. It's an air ball, tipped around. And the offensive rebound for Lewis Garland to keep it alive. Another shot missed inside, and the Thunder take it away. Hilbert inside, saves it from going out of bounds, caught on a double, gets it up, and he faces the basket, puts it up and in with some contact. Dave Hilbert gives the Thunder a 4-2 lead at 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. Crusaders have it on the offensive end. This is Nick Whitehead. Drives, floater is good. Nice teardrop there. Nick Whitehead, junior, 8.7 points per game on the board first time tonight, a 4-4 tie. Facing that full court pressure, Kane a little lazy on the pass. And going over and back, it's a turnover against Nemaha Central. Third turnover here early against the Thunder. A 4-4 tie, 3 minutes into this first quarter, 5 to go. The winner of this game gets Atchison on Thursday night. Winner's bracket side. There's a missed three and a rebound by Runninghouse for the Thunder. One and done possession there for the Crusaders, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Van Wommel. First foul on either side at 4:48 left here in the first. A 4-4 tie. Nemaha Central with the basketball. Last loss for the Thunder back in December. That final game before the break against Sabetha, who is currently the number 2 ranked team in 3A. But three straight wins since then. Jeff West, Riverside, and most recently Royal Valley. There's a turnover. Crusaders come away with a steal, trying to push the tempo. Here is Tracy, dives in there, layup good. Nicely done through some contact. Michael Tracy, a senior, with his first basket, 6-4, the advantage for the Crusaders. Hilbert stops right wing. Rottinghouse, they break the pressure. Up top it goes to Kane. Coming up on the halfway point here in the first quarter. 6-4, Crusaders in front. Here's Gavin Kane working around the perimeter. Works it into the right corner. Dive, stop, short corner right. Rottinghouse on the wing, splitting two. Back to Kane in the corner. A three ball's on the way. It's an air ball. Rottinghouse fighting for the rebound. He gets it. He is in between a double team. A little turnaround, Jay. That one's no good. Crusaders, the rebound there with Van Wommel. Into the front court. Crusaders have it with Whitehead. Gets it back left wing. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Van Wommel turning, facing on Hilbert. Shot is up. No good. And Hilbert, the nice effort on the box out. He pulls down the rebound. 3:35 clock moving first quarter. 6-4 Crusaders. Thunder with the basketball. Facing that lengthy 3-2 zone defense. Here's Kane up top working to his right. Thunder logo high right on the wing. Back up top to Rottinghouse. And now Leonard a touch, looking left, finally goes that way. It's up house on the wing. Slapping at it as Garland gets nothing. Leonard, another point touch, now backing out towards the right corner, calling for some help, still calling for help, gets it off to Uphouse. Rottinghouse gets it in the corner, back up top to Uphouse, working to the right, stops on the wing. Now Rottinghouse will reset. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-4. Crusaders by two, Thunder with the ball. Here's Kane, right wing, gets to the free throw line, stops there, turning back against the basket. 3 second call in the lane. Hilbert didn't get out in time, and a turnover by Nemaha Central. First sub for Nemaha Central, the freshman Carter Hike has checked into the game. Crusaders with the ball back, leading 6-4, 2:45 to go first quarter. Right side pass, they leave Lewis Garland open for three. The lefty missed it. One and done again. Thunder get the rebound with Wade Leonard. He'll drive in, splitting, a lot of contact, and draw the body and the foul. And they will say it's on the shot, so Wade Leonard set to shoot two. Jake Van Wommel picks up the foul. That's his second. That'll bring in a sub for the Crusaders. First free throw by Leonard. Off the mark, no good. Leonard, 61% foul shooter. We will see Isaac Luger also into the game for Nemaha Central. Hilbert takes a seat. And into the game as well, Eddie Clarendon, a senior, in for the Crusaders. 1-for-2 trip there for Leonard. Thunder within one at 6-5. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. This is Clarendon with the basketball. Gets it back left wing. Up top it goes to Whitehead. Now pass to the right wing. Tracy drives. Lefty floater. Short. And a rebound for Luger. Nemaha Central pushing with Kane. 2 minutes to go here in the first. They trail 6-5. Kane gets it back up top. Between the rings out high. Hands it off to Leonard. Back to Kane. Left side pass. This is Carter Hike. Now Kane gets it back. Working around the arc, stops into the right corner, quickly doubled, gets it back to the wing with Hike, rifles a pass inside to Luger, and then fouled from behind as Thomas Garland will pick up his first foul. Team foul number 3, and Nemaha Central to throw it in underneath. Minute 44 left in the quarter, 6-5, Crusaders by 1, another sub into the game for the Crusaders. Lewis Archer, a freshman, checking in. The both teams, couple players off the bench here in the first quarter. Luger gets the inbounds in the right corner. Hike at the top of the key. Gets around a defender. Hop steps in the lane. Shot is up. Good. Carter Hike, an aggressive take and finish. And Nemaha Central getting a lead at 7-6 at 90 seconds to go in the quarter. This is Whitehead. A right side pass. It goes to Archer. They get it back high left to Tracy. Tracy into the corner. Here's a baseline drive splitting two. Whitehead lays it in. Nice move by the junior, Nick Whitehead. He's got four. Crusaders back in front, 8-7, alternating buckets here late first quarter. Kane up top, puts it on the dribble with the left hand, runs into a double team, gets it back, but throws it away. Six turnovers here in the first quarter for the Thunder. Trailing by one, 8-7, a minute to go. And the Crusaders across the timeline from left to right with Whitehead. Right side, this is Tracy for three. It's an air ball and a rebound for Wade Leonard. 49 seconds to go in the quarter. Thunder with it. Up house in the corner. Back up top, it goes to Leonard. Now Kane reversing left. This is Hike. Back up top. Now it's a 2-3 zone. We've already seen a 3-2 zone and a 2-3. A lazy pass nearly taken away by Tracy, but Leonard gets it back left side. Into the corner it goes. With up house, they'll reset. 25 seconds left in the quarter. 8-7, Crusaders by one. Leonard picking up the dribble prematurely. Now 20 seconds to go, looking for some help. Gets it off to Hike. And back to Leonard. 14 seconds remaining. Hike lost it and out of bounds. Last touched by Whitehead. So 11 seconds to go in the quarter. Thunder with it. Rodinghouse will check back in. Kane gets a quick breather. Alternated buckets and lead changes here late in the first quarter. 8-7 is our score. Leonard to throw it in, trying to get it in, does so to Hike, steps in, shot is up, no good, off the heel, rebound for Garland. Here are the Crusaders, 5 seconds to go, Garland wants to take it all the way himself, and a layup is good, lost the handle and gathers, and a big bucket, Lewis Garland in the quarter, Crusaders by three after one. It is St. Mary's Academy 10, Nemaha Central 7 after one quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KNZA.
Good first quarter between Nemaha Central and St. Mary's Academy. Final game tonight of the Thunder Classic here in Seneca as pool play continues for this 7-team field. Atchison and Marysville picking up wins earlier tonight. Here's Hilbert inside. Layup good. Abe Hilbert with four. Thunder within one. It's 10-9 early second quarter. Crusaders back up the way. Clarendon gets a left touch in the corner. Back up top, it goes to Whitehead. And they'll reset up top. Jaden Thomas is in for Nemaha Central. And right now the Thunder sitting in a zone defense. Crusaders trying to rebound and kind of fight through that zone. They get to the free throw line, kicks it right. This is Engholm into the corner for three. That is no good. Rebound Carter Hike. Hike. Passing it up the floor, Rodinghouse back to Kane. They'll reset. Good transition defense there by the Crusaders. Coming up on a minute into this second quarter. 10-9 is our score. Crusaders by one. Thunder trying to retake the lead. Pull up Jay. No good. Missed by Kane. Rebound Crusaders. Arch of the board. Pushing the tempo a little bit. Whitehead lost the handle. Out of bounds. Deflected by the Thunder. Crusaders keep. Michael Tracy checking back in for the Crusaders. Taking the spot of Lewis Garland. Four apiece for Lewis Garland. Nick Whitehead, the leading scorers early for the Crusaders. Four for Hilbert to lead Nemaha Central. In the corner, three on the way. This one too strong. Abe Hilbert fighting for that rebound. He pulls it down up high. 6:40 to go until halftime. Rodinghouse, nice dump down to Hilbert. Lost control, throws it up. No good. Tipped around and a rebound for St. Mary's Academy. Archer pulls that one away. Here is Clarendon with the basketball. Left side pass. Whitehead for three. No good off the heel. Offensive rebound is blocked by Hilbert. But the Crusaders get it back with Engholm getting an offensive rebound. Another miss. Engholm gets the miss again, and he saves it underneath. Multiple tries here on this possession. Crusaders still have it. A one-point lead at 10-9. Coming up on 2 minutes in to this second quarter. Right side pass in the corner. Engholm for three. Missed it. And a rebound for Nemaha Central. Four chances on that possession coming up empty. Here is Kane on a pull-up. That is no good. Rebound for the Crusaders. Whitehead has it. Another one-and-done possession quick for Nemaha Central. Still 10-9 at 5:44 to go in the first half. Here's a drive by Whitehead. He draws the foul. First Nemaha Central foul. This one against Jaden Thomas. Wade Leonard back into the game. Also, Braden Uphouse is going to check in, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a 30, so we will keep it right here. St. Mary's Academy will take that timeout. 5:42 to go in this first half. They lead here at Nemaha Central 10-9. Ken Atchison won the first game earlier today, big-time fashion over Jackson Heights, 74-21. Marysville, they held off Hiawatha in our second game. That was 49-38. This tournament will take a break tomorrow. Games back here on Thursday night with the consolation and championship games coming up on Saturday. This week and next, area teams competing in mid-season tournaments. Some teams getting a little bit of extra time off this week with their tournaments next week. A lot of area teams competing this week, including the TVL tournament at Washington County. They had some consolation matchups going on tonight over there. So just a lot of things going on in this area as we are rolling along here in early 2023. Here we go, out of the timeout. Crusaders with the basketball, a one-point lead, and a travel is quickly called against Nick Whitehead. Third turnover by the Crusaders. Good defense there by the Thunder. So another chance here for the Thunder to retake the lead. They trail 10-9. Low scoring, to say the least, here early on. Here is Uphouse, left side. Crusaders still in his own defense. High ball screen. Kane working around Hilbert. Stops on the right wing. Two jerseys collapse on it, nearly turning it over, but Hilbert gets it back, dumping it inside, and a whistle and a foul. They'll get Lewis Garland here, reaching around Braden Uphouse. So that'll be the fourth team foul against the Crusaders, and the first against Lewis Garland. And so the Thunder to throw it in. They get it into the corner with Thomas. Backs out of some trouble up top to Kane. Picks it up at the point. Skips it the left corner. This is Leonard. Backs it to the wing and up top to Uphouse. Leonard, left wing, fires a three. Not this time. Fighting for the rebound. Hilbert, couple bodies collide and underneath. And they say it was last touched by Hilbert. So Crusaders will get it back. Giuseppe Zuno, a senior, has checked in here for St. Mary's Academy. So both teams have gone a little bit extra into their bench. Not quite to the halfway point of the second quarter. Still 10-9. Nemaha Central has had the lone bucket, or the lone points here in the second quarter. There's a three that's missed. Fighting for the rebound and chasing it in the corner is Garland to keep it alive for the Crusaders. So another opportunity here, second chance. Thomas, good defense up top against Whitehead. Nice pass inside. Layup good, and the foul. Nicely done by Tracy for two and one. Makes it 12-9. Basket good. Nemaha Central foul against Uphouse, his first. So a chance at a three-point play here for Michael Tracy, a senior averaging just under 13 points per game. He is an 81% foul shooter. The lefty is pure. He's got five. Largest lead for the Crusaders at 13-9 here, coming up on the halfway point of the second quarter. Here is Leonard in between the rings out high, working right, goes that way to Uphouse on the wing. Kane at the free throw line, dives in on two, shot is up and good. Nicely done, Gavin Kane. His first basket, 13-11 Crusaders, halfway in, halfway to go here in the second. So, again, defense has been kind of king here early. Here is a deep left wing three that is good by Lewis Garland. Nobody closed out on him. 14 points per game, his fourth triple of the year. And now the Crusaders come away with a turnover and a steal, pushing the tempo, and Garland is fouled on the floor. Just the third team foul against Nemaha Central. They get Leonard for his first. Isaac Luger and Carter Rottinghouse going to check back in here for the Thunder. Jaden Thomas and Gavin Kane will get quick breathers. 5-point lead for the Crusaders. They throw it in over the top. Whitehead backs it out a little bit. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder. Left side pass to Tracy. Back up top, it goes to Whitehead. Crusaders get the play call from the sideline. 16-11 is their lead. 3:20 to go until halftime. Ball fake by Archer. Dives in, kicks out, right wing three. That's good. Rattled in again by Lewis Garland. He's got 10 back-to-back triples. 19-11, Crusaders by 8. 3:05 to go in this first half. Good push here by the Crusaders. Here is Rottinghouse, right side on the wing. Leonard reversing it left, up house on the wing. Good cut there by Rottinghouse. Dumps it down inside to Hilberts, but he is fouled on the floor. Team foul number 5 against the Crusaders. They get Whitehead with his first. Leonard to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. Trying to dump it in, gets it into up house, throws it up, no good. Wanted the foul, no call. Garland the rebound. Up the floor quickly, this is Tracy, left wing, ball fake, gets inside on Hilbert, shot is up, no good, tip to the corner, and gathered there by Zuno for an offensive rebound. Offensive rebounds have been big for the Crusaders, and then Leonard comes away with a steal. Fourth turnover by the Crusaders, 2.5 minutes until halftime. Thunder with the basketball, trailing 19-11. Rottinghouse darts the pass, right wing, gets it right back, they go skip to skip. Hilbert inside, good positioning, layup good. Nicely done for the big fella. Abe Hilbert with 6. 19-13, Thunder back to within 6. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Lewis Garland left his feet, angles a pass to Whitehead on the wing, works it back up top. 2 minutes to go until halftime. 19-13, Crusaders by 6. Here is Archer, a deep 3. And off the heel, no good. A rebound for Nemaha Central. This one collected by Luger. Rottinghouse starts a pass up the floor. Leonard steps in and now works it back up top to Rottinghouse. 1:45 until halftime. Thunder down 6. Had it knocked away in the corner. Rottinghouse gets it back. Luger nearly went inside with it. Now up house, curling in the lane, and a pass deflected out of bounds. Looking for Rottinghouse in the corner. Ben Mers, a freshman, is in. Also, Clarendon, Eddie Clarendon, a senior back in. Thunder with it, down 6, late first half. 90 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Rottinghouse picks it up high right, spins right, comes back left, Leonard, top of the circle. And now it's going to be thrown away. Miscommunication by Rottinghouse and Leonard. Another turnover by the Thunder, make it 8 first half turnovers. Crusaders with the ball, 6-point lead, 1:22 to go until halftime. Near steal, Rottinghouse went for it. Now he comes away with a steal, fighting with Zuno up top, and they get Zuno with a travel. So good defense by Carter Rottinghouse to force the 5th Crusaders turnover. Lewis Garland back in quickly. Zuno is out. Crusaders have led by as many as 8 here in the first half. They lead it by 6 as we hit the final minutes here of the second quarter. Uphouse inside, shot is up, no good. A foul, Isaac Luger set to shoot 2 free throws. Nice cut and good dish. Team foul number 6. Ben Mers picks up the foul. He just checked in. Isaac Luger to shoot 2. 43% at the line this year. And the first one is up and good. First point tonight for Luger. Quick sub. Carter Hike back in for the Thunder. Uphouse will take a breather. Six-one senior Isaac Luger. 3 points per game, and he knocks down the second free throw. 2 points for him in the half. 19-15. Thunder back to within four. Final 55 seconds of the half. Clarendon with the basketball. Left side pass. Engholm has it. Here at the point. Up top to Whitehead. See if the Crusaders want to play for the final shot of the first half. Still 33 seconds and counting. Thunder playing man-to-man here down the stretch. Clarendon has it high left, working against Rodinghouse. Now 25 seconds to go. They get the play call from the sideline. Diving inside from the baseline. Good pass into the right corner. This is Garland for three. Not this time. Tipped around, and the Crusaders get the offensive rebound with Whitehead and have 12 seconds in the half. Whitehead hop steps in the lane, kicks it right corner. 6 seconds to work. Working it back up top is Garland. This is Engholm, left side, a deep left corner. Three is good at the buzzer for Eddie Clarendon. Clarendon with a big three to end the half, and the Crusaders lead it 22-15. Low scoring, but a big triple for the Crusaders to end the second quarter. Nemaha Central trailing St. Mary's Academy 22-15 here at the break. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. St. Mary's Academy 22, Nemaha Central 15. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KNZA.
Our third game of the triple header is at the half here at the 2023 Thunder Classic. Host Nemaha Central trailing the Crusaders of St. Mary's Academy 22-15 here at the half. Brandon Tadman, Chance Lincoln Studio, Kurt Kilman helping out tonight in our first game earlier today. So appreciate everyone part of the broadcast team here tonight. Dive into the first half numbers as St. Mary's Academy led 10-7 after one. They outscored Nemaha Central 12-8 in that second quarter, leading 22-15 here at the half. Balanced scoring across the board, and we'll start with the Crusaders who have the lead. Lewis Garland, a couple of threes in that second quarter, finishing with 10 in the first half. They got 5 from Michael Tracy, 4 from Nick Whitehead, and 3 from Eddie Clarendon. For the Thunder, they got 6 in the first half from Abe Hilbert, 2 apiece from Carter Rodinghouse, Gavin Kane, Isaac Luger, and Braden Uphouse, and they also got 1 point from Wade Leonard. Thunder had 8 first-half turnovers, Crusaders with 5. St. Mary's Academy out-rebounding the Thunder 14-12. Crusaders made their lone free throw attempt. They are 1 for 1 at the line. Thunder made 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe. Redskins 22-15, our halftime score. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, you got to keep track of what's going on in Manhattan right now. Kansas State holding on 69-68 in the Sunflower Showdown against number 2 Kansas. Just over 2 minutes to go in that one. Again, our finals from earlier tonight, it was, or I should say not earlier today, mid-afternoon action for you. We started at 4:30, and it was Atchison winning big over Jackson Heights, 74-21. Our second game tonight featured Marysville and Hiawatha. Marysville won that one 49-38. And our third of the triple header here tonight at the half, it is 22-15. Nemaha Central trailing the Crusaders of St. Mary's Academy. 10 points for Lewis Garland to lead the Crusaders. 6 for Abe Hilbert to lead the Thunder. A final 3-minute timeout. The second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
One more half to go. Nemaha Central trailing St. Mary's Academy 22-15 as we start the second half. Our halftime show, of course, always brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon and Chance with you. Another half to go. Crusaders now from right to left. We are off and running here. Quarter number three, day two of this tournament here at Nemaha Central High School. Crusaders, the all dark blue uniforms, winners of four straight, 7-2 overall. Crusaders have it top of the key. This is Whitehead. Whitehead 4 points in the first half. Nemaha Central going man-to-man to start. Jake Van Wommel, who's averaging 17 a game, has not scored. The leading scorer, now free throws coming up here for the Crusaders. A nice dump and dive by Lewis Garland as Hilbert picks up his first foul. And Garland, who had 10 points and 4 rebounds in the first half, will shoot 2 free throws. He misses the first. That's just his third miss all season. He was 13 of 15, 87%, but he misses a little strong off the heel. Second one is good. So he goes 1 for 2. He's got 11 first points. For either team here in the second half, it is 23-15, and the Crusaders come away with a steal. Turnover by the Thunder, make it 9 in the game. Pushing the tempo, this is Thomas Garland into the corner. Whitehead open for 3. Off the rim, no good. Van Wommel, the rebound, working on a couple defenders, hands it off. Shot is up and good. Van Wommel, the assist, and he finds Thomas Garland for 2. 25-15, largest lead for the Crusaders here in the ball game at 10. Crusaders have played a mix of a 2-3 zone and a 3-2 zone throughout the majority of the game. Sitting right now in that 3-2 style with Leonard up top. This is Gavin Kane a touch at the point. Now Rodinghouse left side on the wing. Gets a high ball screen, bouncing it up top to Hilbert. Hilbert not using a dribble. Gets to Uphouse, gets a ball screen. Quickly doubled up. Good defense by Whitehead. Skips it to Leonard for 3. That one is no good. Tipped out of bounds far side and last touch by Rodinghouse. And the Crusaders get it back. Crusaders led 22-15 at the half. They lead it 25-15, 90 seconds into the third. Man-to-man defense again for the Thunder. They dump it inside. Van Wommel with the basketball. Working on Hilbert. Good matchup in there. Rodinghouse comes through with a double. Kicks it left side to Tracy. Works to the elbow. Now curling inside. Garland. Nice dump to Wommel. Missing inside. And a putback is up and no good by Thomas Garland. And a rebound, that time for Gavin Kane. 2 minutes gone by, third quarter, 25-15 Crusaders. Rodinghouse blocked in the corner, trying a 3. And Whitehead the rebound off the block shot. Long pass up the floor. This is Tracy, drives, layup good, and the foul. They'll get Kane with his first. And it's Michael Tracy now with 7 and a chance at a 3-point play. Rodinghouse is going to come out. Or no, a timeout's going to be called. So it's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 5:51 to go, third quarter, 27-15, Crusaders by 12. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. I'll tell you what, Atchison was very impressive in the first game tonight, dispatching Jackson Heights by nearly 50. Atchison, the number 5-ranked team in 4A, and then game 2 saw the number 8-ranked team in 3A, which was Marysville. They got a test from scrappy Hiawatha team, but the Bulldogs pull it out, win that one by 9. And now here, 5:51 to go in the third quarter, and the Crusaders from St. Mary's Academy leading the host Thunder of Nemaha Central 27-15. And it's Tracy out of the timeout to try to cap off a three-point play. And he does. So Tracy now with 8. He is 2 for 2 at the line. It's the largest lead at 13. Struggles offensively, kind of continuing here for the Thunder. Kane has it up top against this 3-2. Splits the defender and then threw it away. Another turnover. Up the floor quickly, Whitehead takes it in, no good. Offensive rebound, stuck back up and in by Jake Van Wommel. First bucket for the leading scorer for the Crusaders. It's a 30-15 lead. As the Thunder's offensive struggles continue, they have yet to score here in the third. Here is Hilbert's right side up top. Gets it off to Leonard at the wing, bouncing it to Kane at the point. Looks left, fires it. Rottinghouse left wing for 3. This one's strong off the heel. Van Wommel the rebound for the Crusaders. Gets it off to Whitehead, who slowly but surely walks it across the timeline from right to left. Left side pass, it goes to Lewis Garland into the corner with Van Wommel. Closed out by Hilbert. Crusaders reversing the basketball. Right side on the wing to Whitehead. Inside, they set it up beautifully. Layup good for Thomas Garland. He's got 4. 32-15, a 17-point advantage here for the Crusaders. Here is Rottinghouse on a drive, baseline right, gets underneath, gets one into the corner with Leonard. He is doubled, works out of it, gets it up top. High left to Gavin Kane. At 3-2 zone, really causing some problems for the Thunder. Crusaders got good length. They keep that expanded out. 4:20 to go in the quarter. 32-15 Crusaders. Shot is up and short. Rebound Van Wommel pushing it up the floor quickly. 2-on-1 break. Whitehead takes it himself and he lays it in over Rottinghouse. 6 now for Nick Whitehead. Makes it 34-15. It is a 12-0 run to start the quarter for the Crusaders. Here is Leonard up top directing traffic with the left hand while dribbling with the right. Now Gavin Kane a touch. Tries to split a couple defenders. Takes it all the way in. Van Wommel blocks it out of bounds. And the Thunder will keep it. A line change. 5 new players in for the Thunder. Jaden Thomas will see Colby Free in for the first time. Trent Thomas is in. Also Isaac Luger. Already said Jaden Thomas. And Carter Hike. Crusaders nearly forcing a turnover, but Thomas has it high right, working it back to the center of the floor. 3:38 and counting third quarter. A dominant third quarter so far by the Crusaders. 34-15, their lead is 19. Bumped and fouled around the perimeter was Trent Thomas. Crusaders foul against Lewis Garland, his second. K-State KU going into overtime in Manhattan. What a ball game there in NHK. 72-72 tie there between the Cats and the Jayhawks. 34-15 is our score here. Crusaders at St. Mary's Academy. Fresh new 5 into the game here. This is Carter Hike in the corner. They are struggling with this zone defense. A lot of perimeter passing, taking some time off the clock. Here is Jaden Thomas, a drive, dumps it in. Luger shot, no good. Colby Free, the offensive rebound. Missed the layup inside. And Van Wommel, the rebound. They push the tempo up the floor. And there's a block shot inside. Good defense by Trent Thomas. Now the Crusaders get it back. They'll reset up top. 2:45 and moving. Third quarter action, 34-15, St. Mary's Academy. Van Wommel inside, working with some contact, and lays it up and in. Van Wommel starting to heat up. He's got 4 points and five rebounds here in the quarter. Makes it 36-15. The lead is at 21 points for the Crusaders at 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Here is Free. Right side pass to Hike. Hike holds it high. Back up top to Colby Free. Free, a sophomore listed at 6'8". Here is Hike to Trent Thomas. They'll reset. And the Thunder just not getting anyone in the middle of this zone. They continue to work it around the perimeter. Now Luger gets a touch, left corner, has to back out of some trouble. Curls, finally gets in the lane, takes a nice big step and lays it in. Nicely done. Isaac Luger knifing through the defense. And finally the Thunder on the board here in the quarter, trailing 36-17. A three for an answer. This one no good. Rebound for the Thunder. Quick one-and-done possession there for the Crusaders. Thomas lost it, and a transition run out here for the Crusaders. Layup, trims out, no good, and a rebound for Carter Hike. Hike wants to go coast-to-coast himself, and a body foul. It's a block. They get Tracy with the foul. Free throws coming up here for the freshman, Carter Hike. 1:27 left in the third. 36-17. St. Mary's Academy leading here at Nebraska Central. Carter Hike, the freshman, 3.4 points per game. First free throw is up and good. So 3 points tonight, just 39% at the line. Thunder is a team, 54%. 36-18 is the score. Second, no good. Rebound Crusaders. Crusaders will slow up the tempo. Whitehead across the timeline, holding up a fist with his left and dribbling waist high with his right. Gets a high ball screen, works it left wing, gets another one back the other way by Garland. And that was Whitehead, a drive, no good, missing the layup, rebound Colby Free. Thunder down 18 with a minute left to go in this third quarter. Been dominated by the Crusaders. Nice move inside, Luger, another bucket. Luger now with six, makes it 36-20 at 52 seconds to go. Crusaders slowing it down a little bit. Both teams on winning streaks coming in. Crusaders have won four straight, Thunder three straight. Down to 35 seconds left here in the third quarter. It's a 16-point Crusaders lead, and an offensive foul is called against Tracy, barreling into the positioned Trent Thomas. Second on Tracy, so the Thunder with 30 seconds to go could play for the final shot if they choose. They're down 36-20. And they throw it away. Van Wommel comes away with a steal. Now the Crusaders with 20 seconds to work. Left side pass to Whitehead on the wing. He'll back it out to the perimeter with 13 seconds. Spins on the wing, being guarded by Jaden Thomas. Van Wommel now swings it right side. This is Lewis Garland. Curls, gets in the lane. Left side pass, nicely done. Tracy a three, short off the rim, no good. Rebound in the corner and getting it up the floor. Shot desperation from half court is no good, and we head to the fourth quarter. Third quarter dominated by the Crusaders. They lead here at Nebraska Central 36-20. Fourth quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansas Land Radio.
One final quarter here to be decided in the final game of the triple header. Thunder have a lot of work to do. Crusaders now scoring Nemaha Central 14-5 in the third. That included a 12-0 run. St. Mary's Academy leading 36-20 as we start the fourth. Here is Trent Thomas up top for the Thunder. They have the opening possession of the final 8 minutes. Luger a touch at the free throw line, facing, splitting a couple defenders, works it left, missed the layup, battling for the rebound inside. Van Wommel has it for the Crusaders, and then he had it knocked away, and a foul's going to be called as they get Van Wommel after he turned it back over as Carter Height got the steal. So fourth team foul. 29 seconds into the fourth quarter. Thunder trailing by 16 with the ball. Up top it goes. This is Jaden Thomas. You got Trent Thomas and Jaden Thomas in the backcourts. Luger, Free, and Carter Hike down low. Trent Thomas, a deep three. This one no good off the rim. Van Wommel the rebound. Up the floor. Crusaders working in transition. Stop on the left block. Layup good. Nice little stop and pop by Michael Tracy. He's got 10. 38-20, the Crusaders lead it early in the fourth quarter. And the Thunder come right back down the floor and turn it over. And a Thunder foul is going to be called at 6:55 left in the game. They get Isaac Luger with his first. And team foul number three. So the Crusaders in control. They led by three after one, seven at halftime. They blew it up to 16 to start the fourth. They lead it currently by 18. Nice backdoor pass inside. Tracy ball fakes, getting his man in the air. It's a foul against Jaden Thomas. That'll be his second. It's on the floor at 6:44 left in the game. Team foul number four. So both teams with four fouls apiece here. Early portions of the fourth. This will be Thomas Garland, the sophomore, to throw it in. Waiting for that play to develop. It's into Van Wommel at the right elbow. Dives inside. Tough shot through traffic. Good, and the foul. Three-point play for Jake Van Wommel, the senior. He has been much better here in the second half on both ends of the floor. Now a 40-20 Crusaders lead. Carter Hike picks up the foul, his first. And a fresh line change. The starters back in for Nemaha Central. Rottinghouse, Kane, Uphouse, Leonard, and Hilbert. Jake Van Wommel, a senior, 17.6 points per game, and he cashes the free throw. And he's now got seven. 41-20 Crusaders, early portions of the fourth. Here is Kane in the paint, turning on a couple defenders. Van Wommel closing out quickly. Up top it goes, and Rottinghouse nearly had it taken away. But they get it inside to Hilbert. Nice move. Missed the layup. Kane over the top of the rebound, and he puts it up and in. Offensive rebound and stick back for Gavin Kane. He's got six. 41-22. Crusaders by 19 at 6:10 to go. Thunder throwing some pressure at the Crusaders, but they get across the timeline. Van Wommel resets up top. This is Thomas Garland. Now Michael Tracy with the basketball. Up top it goes to Whitehead. Triple threat position between the rings out high, guarded by Uphouse. Works around Uphouse, takes it all the way. A lot of contact. Should be a charge, and it is. Wade Leonard took the brunt of that heat. An offensive foul and a turnover as Whitehead is called for his second foul. Giuseppe Zuno is back into the game. Also, we'll see Eddie Clarendon for the Crusaders. 5:49 left in this game. 41-22, Crusaders by 19. Led by as many as 20. They have slowly been building, but the difference really is the third quarter. They outscored Nemaha Central 14-5. Thunder with the basketball, trailing here in the fourth on their home floor. It's the 2023 Thunder Classic. Thanks for hanging with us tonight. This is the third of our triple header. Kane inside, in the paint, over Van Wommel. Shot is no good. He gets his own rebound, trying to fight back inside. Gets it off to Hilbert, who lays it up and in. Hilbert has eight, his first bucket of the second half, and the Crusaders nearly turn it over. Now Van Wommel, long pass up the floor. Nobody's back, and it's an easy layup for Lewis Garland. He's got 13 and a timeout on the floor. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. 5:08 to go in the game. 43-24. Crusaders in front. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Nemaha Central trailing at home here to St. Mary's Academy. Early portions of the fourth quarter, 43-24. Brandon Tam and Chance Link. Want to thank Kirk Kilman as well, helping us out in the first game earlier today. Atchison and Marysville, a couple of wins here tonight. And the Crusaders trying to cap off this triple header with a win. Thunder have a lot of work to do. 5:07 to go. They're down 43-24. Rottinghouse up top, gets it to Kane. Kane holding, now puts it on the dribble, gets inside, dumps it off to Hilbert, missed the layup, and Van Wommel the rebound. They set it up perfectly for Hilbert, but just missed the layup. And a lazy pass into the corner, taken away. 9 turnovers now by the Crusaders. Kane all the way up the floor, but he takes an extra step, and he's called for a travel. What would have been an easy bucket. Now a couple subs in for the Crusaders. Nick Whitehead is back in. Also, we'll see Isaac Ingholm, a sophomore. So the Crusaders to throw it in. Thunder showing some pressure in the full court. 4:39 to go in the game. It's a 43-24 score. Crusaders have been in control basically since the early portions of the third. Deflected pass out of bounds. Last touch by Rottinghouse. Crusaders will keep it about midcourt. Near sideline, Van Wommel to throw it in. Throws it into the backcourt with Whitehead. 4.5 minutes to go. Whitehead gets around Kane, kicks it left. This is Clarendon. Clarendon left. Nice pass, Van Wommel. Blocked by Hilbert inside. Good defense. Rebound for Wade Leonard. Thunder pushing the tempo. Kane inside. Layup good. And the foul. Gavin Kane with a bucket. And a chance at a three-point play. Stops the clock at 4:17. Now 43-26. Foul against Nick Whitehead. That is his third. Free throw by Kane is good. So Kane caps off the three-point play. He's got 7. Thomas Garland back into the game. Also, we'll see Michael Tracy check back in for the Crusaders. 43-27. At 4:15 to go, Thunder trying to claw their way back. They got 4 and change to work. Crusaders get it across, and a foul's going to be called. As Gavin Kane, a little aggressive there. That is his second foul. Both teams now, 16 fouls. So the rest of the way, 4:07. Both teams in the bonus. Crusaders will have it up top. This is Michael Tracy. Tracy had it knocked away, and Rottinghouse comes away with a steal. Coast to coast. Layup good. Rottinghouse with 4, 43-29, and under 4 minutes to go. And the Thunder get a jump ball, but the possession arrow will keep it with the Crusaders. So the Thunder ramping it up defensively, doing everything they can to claw back into this game. They dug themselves a hole for sure. Well, there's still some time here. Down by 14 at 3:45 to go. Crusaders break the pressure, get it into the front court. Van Wommel drives all the way, missed the layup. It just spins off the rim. Wanted a foul, no call. Hilbert the rebound. Down 14. Nemaha Central with the ball, 3.5 minutes to go. Hilbert inside, spins on a double, kicks it to Leonard, a left wing three. This one is strong. Hilbert gets the rebound. They wanted a foul. He puts it back up and in. 10 in the game for Abe Hilbert, makes it 43-31. Thunder back to within 12. 3:13 to go. Crusaders fighting to get it across. They do. Van Wommel left wing. And a foul is going to be called against Braden Uphouse. That'll be his second. And a 1-1 coming up here for the senior, Jake Van Wommel. And both teams the rest of the way in the bonus. Here is Carter Hike back into the game. Uphouse will take a seat. Jake Van Wommel, 7 points, 9 rebounds tonight. Came in averaging over 17 and 10. Played in all but one game so far. Free throw is good. So he'll get the bonus. He's now got 8, closing in on a potential double-double. 67% free throw shooter on the year. Second free throw, in and out, no good. 13-point lead for the Crusaders. Here is Gavin Kane pushing the tempo, top of the point. Bouncing it inside, beautiful feed. Abe Hilbert for 2, he's got 12. 44-33, and there's another foul on the Thunder, way into the backcourt. They will get Carter Hike with his second. Van Wommel will shoot another 1-1. Stops the clock at 2:52 to go. Crusaders currently leading 44-33. Van Wommel, 8 points, 2 of 3 at the line. He's also got 9 rebounds. And the first free throw is short, no good. Hilbert the rebound for the Thunder. Thunder down 11 with the ball, just under 3 minutes to go in the game. Leonard, right corner for 3. This one a little bit strong, backside rebound for the Crusaders. Tracy has it. And a timeout quickly is called by St. Mary's Academy. At 2:37 to go in the game, it is a 30, so we will keep it right here. 2:37 left, Crusaders 44, Thunder 33. Again, our games tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. KU and K-State playing in overtime, 82-81. Jayhawks leading by 1 with just over a minute to go. What a game in Manhattan tonight in the first round of the Sunflower Showdown. Thunder got themselves in a pretty big hole to start the second half. They trailed by 7 going into the third, but they allow a 12-0 run for the Crusaders to start. They build the lead up to 20. But fighting and clawing, the Thunder worked their way back to down 11 at 44-33 with 2:37 to go. Crusaders having to work the full length of the floor out of the timeout. They get it into Lewis Garland. Touch pass up the floor to Tracy. Tracy doubled in the left corner, gets to the baseline, now bouncing it back up to the wing. This is Thomas Garland. Now Van Wommel drives left wing, kicks it back out. Crusaders working a little bit of clock. 2:22 to go. And near steal, couple bodies hit the floor, and another timeout's going to be called as Thomas Garland just got the possession. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 2:18 to go in the game. Nemaha Central trailing St. Mary's Academy, 44-33, back in 60 seconds on KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Late stages of this one are triple header coming down the home stretch as Nemaha Central, and they have enough time, just over 2 minutes to go, but they trail St. Mary's Academy 44-33. Both these teams on little bit of win streaks coming into it. Nemaha Central had won 3 straight, Crusaders 4 in a row. Right now, the Crusaders, the advantage and the ball out of the timeout. They're into the floor, leading by 11 at 2:18 to go. Far sideline, it will be Thomas Garland to throw it in. Garland gets it, looking deep into the backcourt, gets it in there to Nick Whitehead. Man-to-man defense by the Thunder. 2:15 to go, and there is a bump and a foul quickly called against Gavin Kane, his third. 1-1 coming up here Just double-checking. Yes, it is the ninth team foul. So the final one and one. Rest will be the double bonus for the Crusaders. Whitehead, 6 points, four rebounds tonight. First time at the line, and he hits the first free throw, so he gets the bonus. Seven in the game now. Makes it 45-33. 2:14 to go. And the second is off the heel, too strong, no good. One for two trip, rebound for Carter Hike. Hike up the floor, Kane inside, Hilbert working on Van Wommel. Beautiful arc on the hook shot, good for Hilbert. 14 for Abe Hilbert, 45-35 at 2 minutes to go. Thunder trying to ramp up the pressure here defensively, down 10, now under 2 minutes to go. This is Whitehead. Pass inside to Van Wommel, and he knocked it off his own knee and out of bounds. Crusaders turn it over. So the Thunder get it back down 10 with a minute 53 to go. Big possession here. Leonard near sideline, pushing it quickly. Up top to Hilbert, left side to Kane. Wing holds it at the right hip, now above his head. Puts it back waist high and on the dribble once. Inside to Hilbert. Using the strength, shot is up, no good, he missed it. Battle for the rebound, Crusaders have it. Whitehead pulls it down for his fifth rebound. Minute 35 to go. Crusaders by 10 with the ball. They get it into the front court. Van Wommel has it high right. It's knocked away, but a foul is called against Wade Leonard. That's his second. And now a two-shot foul. Double bonus the rest of the way as Van Wommel will shoot two. Well, the Thunder again putting forth a heck of an effort here in the fourth quarter. Missed free throw by Van Wommel. He'll get another. 45-35 Crusaders. 90 seconds to go. His second, in and out, no good. He goes 0-for-2. Rebound, Gavin Kane. Still opportunity here for the Thunder, needing a bucket. They go inside. Hilbert's been the hot hand in the second half. Leonard a three. In and out, no good. Hits the floor. Rebound, Crusaders. Whitehead has it, and he had it knocked away. Crusaders still trying to get it into the front court, but a timeout's going to be called here with a minute 11 to go. 45-35 is our score. Crusaders trying to hold on. It's a 60, and we'll step aside. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, now the Crusaders holding on 45-35 late in this game. Thunder trying to come back, but they could be running out of time. Crusaders will have the ball out of the timeout. We're just keeping track of this KUK State game that's deep into overtime. Cats leading by one with just 12 seconds to go. The Thunder allowed the Crusaders to go on a 12-0 run to start the third quarter. And that really created that separation here tonight. Well, we're down to 70 seconds left. Crusaders get it in. They got to get it up the floor. They set it up nicely for Van Wommel. Inside, they beat the press. The shot is up. Good, and the foul. Michael Tracy with the and one and a big bucket for the Crusaders. Up now 12 with 64 seconds to go. The foul is on Isaac Luger, his second. Sub's going to be coming back in here for Nemaha Central. Leonard, Hilbert, and Kane checking in as Tracy will shoot two. And that will do it. K-State takes down number two, Kansas. My goodness me. And some celebrations. Michael Tracy hits the free throw. 13 for Tracy, and that's the lead as the Thunder running out of time. Shot is up and good quickly for Carter Rottinghouse and a timeout. John Thomas takes a 30, 57 seconds to go, 48-37, and the Cats are storming the court at Bramlage. an overtime win against number two Kansas, 83-82. What a game between KU and K-State. The Big 12, by far and away the best conference in the country, and it's not even close. K-State got a stop in the end. KU had a chance to win it, but the Jayhawks are unable to get a shot up in time, and the Cats hold on and win it by one. So all my Cat fans in here are cheering on the other side. Right now the Thunder need a lot of help, down 48-37, which is 57 seconds to go. Crusaders have to work the full length of the floor. And they dump it in. Now 53 seconds. No fouling yet. And there is the foul. They get Carter Hike here with his third. Two free throws coming up for the Crusaders. It's going to be Thomas Garland to shoot him. 52 seconds to go. 48-37. Crusaders by 11. And Thomas Garland to shoot two. A light night for the sophomore. 4 points, couple of rebounds. Hasn't had the best success at the line, just 44% so far. Chance to create a little bit more separation. First free throw, no good. Well, the Crusaders have certainly hurt themselves here in the second half at the free throw line, particularly in the fourth quarter. They have missed quite a few down the stretch, keeping the Thunder in this game. The second is up, and that one is good. Garland now with five. Makes it 49-37 with 50 seconds to go. Leonard fires a long two short. And Hilbert gets the rebound, and he puts it up and in. And a quick timeout for John Thomas. It's a full, so we'll do it as well. 44 seconds to go. A 10-point game, 49-39. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a one staff to four resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Nemaha Central not going away quietly. Still a 10-point game. Crusaders leading 49-39. Less than a minute to go. Crusaders will throw it in, but will have to work the full length of the floor. It'll be Thomas Garland to throw it in, working a little bit and finally able to get it in. And there's the quick foul. 42.6 seconds to go. This will be Lewis Garland to shoot two. Double bonus again. Trying to see who the foul was on. And they get the foul on Carter Rodinghouse, his first. The lefty, Lewis Garland, puts it in. He's got 50-39. 11-point lead now for the Crusaders. And the second free throw is up and good. 51-39. 39 seconds to go. Rodinghouse, a shot, no good. Rebound for Lewis Garland. Crusaders will get another shot at the free throw line. They'll get Carter Hike with the foul, his fourth. 32.8 seconds to go. Two more free throws coming up here for Lewis Garland. He is 3-for-4 at the line. He's been solid tonight, 15 points and 5 rebounds. Freebie is up and good. He's now got 16, and that's probably going to do it. Crusaders are going to empty the bench. A 13-point lead with 32.8 seconds to go. So the Thunder are going to come up just a little bit short. Again, the third quarter, really the difference in the game tonight. Second free throw is good by Garland. And Lewis Garland, the senior, will come out leading the way. 17 points for the Crusaders. We're going to win their fifth in a row and move to 8-2. What a game this is going to be on Thursday when the Crusaders take on Atchison. That'll be a lot of fun to see how that one goes. Here's a three that's missed by Gavin Kane and a rebound for the Crusaders. Gregory Johnson, a reserve, pulling that one down. Crusaders across the top line. Thunder are going to back off, and that's going to do it. The final 15 seconds will run off the clock. 53-39. So St. Mary's Academy is going to win the final game of the triple header tonight. Thunder dropped to 5-5. Three-game win streak is snapped. Crusaders now 8-2. They have won five in a row. Final score, St. Mary's Academy 53, Nemaha Central 39. We'll wrap it all up when we come back here on KNZA.
Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Our triple header has come to a close tonight here on KNZA, as the final game saw Nemaha Central lose to St. Mary's Academy. Crusaders win it 53-39. Brandon Tabman, Chance Link, one final time. Really the difference in the game, a third quarter run to start. Crusaders led 22-15 at the half, but Thunder allowing the Crusaders to go on a 12-0 run, blow it out to a 16-point lead at one point, actually got it up to 20 at one point. Thunder fought their way back to within 11-12 on a couple of occasions, but in the end, just not enough, as Nemaha Central comes up a bit short as they drop to 5-5 overall with the loss. Three-game win streak comes to an end. Crusaders now five in a row they have won. They improved to 8-2. Final numbers here tonight, and we'll start with the Crusaders. Lewis Garland, 17 points and 5 rebounds, leading the way for St. Mary's Academy. Also in double figures, Michael Tracy had 13. 8 points and 9 rebounds for Jake Van Wommel. They also got 7 from Nick Whitehead and 5 points from Thomas Garland. For Nemaha Central, they got 16 points and 6 rebounds for Abe Hilbert, really the only consistent offensive piece tonight for Nemaha Central, just a great game for him. Outside of that, just not much. Gavin Kane, 7 points. They got 6 apiece. Carter Rottinghouse and Isaac Luger. They also got 3 points from Carter Hike and then 1 point from Wade Leonard. Crusaders had 11 turnovers in the game. Thunder had 14. Crusaders out-rebounded the Thunder 30-28. Thunder hit 5 of their 7 free throw attempts. Crusaders went 12 of 19 at the line. Now time to announce our player of the game. It's our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And for the Crusaders tonight, leading the charge, Lewis Garland, the senior, averaging 14 a game coming in, goes off for 17 points and 5 rebounds, closing it with 5 consecutive made free throws at the line in the fourth quarter. So Lewis Garland, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So the Thursday matchups are set. The first game at 4:30 on Thursday, it'll be Jackson Heights and Nemaha Central. The 6 o'clock game will be Marysville and St. Mary's. And then the late game, 7:30 on Thursday night, that'll be Atchison against St. Mary's Academy. Of course, depending on the outcomes, will determine the games. That'll be played at 3, 4:30, and with the championship at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So good stuff. Thanks a lot to Kirk Kilman in studio, Chance the Link helping out as well, the final two games. Thanks for everyone tuning in, all of our great sports boosters and sponsors. But the finals from tonight, our first game, Atchison over Jackson Heights, 74-21. In the second game, it was Marysville beating Hiawatha, 49-38. And the final game, St. Mary's Academy beating Nemaha Central, 53-39. For Chance, Kurt, I'm Brandon. Thank you so much for listening tonight. We'll talk to you later in the week for more high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.